Welcome to Money Isn't Scary, a podcast for women to explore our fears around money and inspire each other to be financially empowered. I'm Megan Dwyer, and I'm making it my personal mission to remove the taboo around money and help women rewrite their stories so they can stop staying small and begin to live life on their terms. In this show, we get real and uncomfortable as we unpack our beliefs, thoughts, and behaviors that aren't serving us anymore. I can't wait for you to join me on this journey, so let's dive in. Hey, you guys. Welcome to another episode of the Money Isn't Scary podcast. I'm Megan Dwyer. Today, I want to talk about the concept of conditional and unconditional self-esteem and self-worth. I was first introduced to this concept by hearing about it on another podcast, and it just made so much sense to me. And it's something that has been really top of my mind lately, so I really wanted to share it and talk about it here. But before I get into the details, I first want to preface this with a little bit of clarity around terminology. When I talk about self-esteem in this episode, I oftentimes use it interchangeably with self-worth. However, there are differences between the two, and they're very nuanced. Self-esteem describes how you think and feel about yourself, which changes based on mood and circumstance and performance and approval of others, which we're going to dig into more. Self-worth is a more global or more stable form of self-esteem that comes from knowing and believing in your worth as a person. It's when you believe you're a good person who is worthy of respect, regardless of any external factors, such as your accomplishments, your physical appearance, or success, right? So for today's episode, as I said, I actually use them interchangeably, but I just want you to keep the distinction in the back of your mind. So before I get into the definitions of conditional and unconditional self-esteem, I think I want to start off with an example in my own life. I am someone who was not raised with an unconditional sense of self-esteem or self-worth, for that matter. I absorbed messages very early on that I needed to get the approval of others, like my parents or my grandparents or my teachers or my friends, right, in order to feel good about myself. Because that's when I got praise and attention, I think, like probably most of us. So I sort of made it my life mission as a result to put others' needs ahead of my own so that I could make everyone else happy. And then, of course, by extension, make myself happy, because making other people happy makes me happy. But does it really? I think as I start to answer this question for myself, I think honestly it did for a while. But eventually I kind of matured and I came to recognize that living my life on other people's terms for a really long time kind of gets to you after a little bit. Kind of makes you angry and resentful, right? So that's why I'm talking about this today. Because even though I've done a lot of work, there's still a good amount of resentment that I find myself holding on to. I still struggle with boundaries, right? I still struggle to stand up for myself and to take up space in this world. And these are all the things that keep me playing small. Because when I'm projecting an energy of resentment and frustration and anxiety out into the world, that's what I attract back, right? And I just don't want to do it anymore. So let's dig into this concept a little bit deeper. I just mentioned self-esteem, which is how we value and view ourselves, which we know can change over time, and it can be very much influenced by outside forces. When we want positive self-esteem, we take actions, either directly or indirectly, that we think will elicit positive feelings about ourselves. Direct actions are things that we do ourselves. So working really hard at work so our boss or our clients will praise us, or going for that 5-mile run so we get that positive feedback from ourselves for accomplishing something physical, or cleaning our house top to bottom, right? We all know how good that feels when it's done. So this can really be anything that we do so that we feel like we deserve to say something nice about ourselves. Indirect actions, on the other hand, are things that we do to try to please others so that they will like us, and that by extension gives us permission to like ourselves. So it's like we're trying subconsciously, because I don't think we really know that we're doing this, to almost manipulate what other people think of us. And in doing so, we are kind of, you know, manipulating our own thoughts as well. But one thing I want to mention here is that this is a very normal. It is very natural, right, to want to feel good or to think well about ourselves and to have our own self-acceptance or validation, because honestly, the opposite isn't really an ideal situation, right? The opposite is really like living with this inner bully. But the catch here is that we aren't taught how to create a sense of self-acceptance or a sense of validation internally within ourselves. So we try to get it from the outside. And I think we all know what happens when we don't have positive self-esteem or self-worth. We tend to act that out, right? Or we tend to self-sabotage. And I've done a whole episode specifically on self-sabotaging. So go check that out. But the point is, when we don't think we deserve much from life, we're going to allow that to play out. And in case you're wondering where money comes into the picture here, this is it. Maybe we underachieve, or maybe we under-earn relative to our potential because deep down we don't think that we deserve more. Or maybe we go on this like lifelong quest for self-improvement like I did, right? Spending a lot of money just to try to finally feel good about myself. But as I'm realizing, none of this works because I have been mistaking conditional self-esteem and unconditional self-esteem. So now let's get into some definitions. Conditional self-esteem is when you're willing to accept yourself or think positive thoughts about yourself only if and when certain conditions are met. Some of these conditions maybe you're aware of, like I need to have a certain amount in my bank account to feel good about myself, or I need to have a certain number on the scale in order to feel good about myself. Since I learned conditional self-esteem very early on, it played out for me in that when I was younger, I had to have a certain grade or a certain GPA when I was in school. And I've been using numbers here mostly as examples, but it doesn't have to be numbers driven. It's really, this concept is really when we get any kind of boost of our self-worth or our self-esteem that is contingent on a certain outcome, like whether or not I yelled at my kids today, right? Circle one, yes or no. Or if I've eaten my vegetables with all meals today, right? That's something that like I find myself thinking about when my head hits the pillow at night. Like, did I eat enough vegetables today? How did I even eat? I have no idea. There are some more obvious conditions, right? Like that I just talked about that we are aware of. But some conditions are more subconscious and are like a little stickier to define. Sometimes it can be more of a feeling that we get if things don't look a certain way. Like you could be feeling good one day and then you see something on social media or something some other mom in your kid's class did and you begin to feel inadequate or insecure or unworthy. Conditional self-esteem means that your relationship with yourself is defined by the presence or absence of certain external conditions or circumstances. Certain conditions or criteria have to be met outside of you, or even within your own behavior or within your own thoughts, before you are allowed to accept or like yourself. But as you can see, when we do this, the foundation of our relationship with ourselves has now become completely unstable. Like it shifts depending or not if you are meeting that criteria on any given day. And if this is you, please know that you are not alone. In fact, sadly, this is normal. We're taught to have these beliefs. As women, we're taught that what is valuable is how we look, how we act. Like, are we being nice? Are we prioritizing other people? Do we have a clean house, right? All these things. We learn that what makes us lovable is accomplishments and achievements. So of course, our self-esteem is going to be conditional. It comes from messages that we've absorbed about what makes someone worthy or not. But the problem is that this kind of self-worth or self-esteem isn't reliable. You cannot depend on it. And because of that, we learn that it doesn't feel safe to be with ourselves, which leads to this like constantly seeking validation behavior, right? Seeking validation outside of ourselves and ultimately a huge lack of self-trust. If self-acceptance is only there if everyone likes you all the time, that has to feel pretty unstable. And unfortunately, this is how so many of us live, myself included, right? With like no fundamental sense of grounding and safety within myself. So, with all that being said, what's the opposite of conditional self-esteem? It's unconditional self-esteem. This is having a relationship of acceptance and self-compassion with yourself, regardless of what you do or what you achieve. So how do we get there? I think the very first step is to recognize everything that I just talked about, right? It's learning how our socialization has impacted how we think and feel about ourselves, especially for women. And I think this is important because once you see this, you can't unsee this. Now we understand why so many of our goals or accomplishments, even if they actually worked out, never really satisfied us, and why we're constantly moving the goalposts to something bigger and higher and better, right? Because we're doing it likely for all the wrong reasons. I can give you countless examples of this in my life. If the reason for accomplishing a goal is rooted in conditional self-esteem, it's not really solving the problem. And this is exactly why the first marathon that I signed up for, right? I decided I wanted to run this marathon when I was 26 years old. And the reason why I did that was because I wanted to prove myself, because I didn't feel good enough otherwise. So I encourage you guys, let's be thinking about some of these circumstances or goals that we set for ourselves, and let's start to dig into the underlying why. And is it conditioned on something? And if it is that condition conscious or is it subconscious? Where is it coming from? And are we even aware of it? I think the next step here, it has to be to define what is our self-esteem conditional on. So this is where it's really important to start to identify what is the criteria that our brain tells us that we have in order to feel good about ourselves. Literally write it down. This can be extremely enlightening for a lot of us. I know that it is an eye-opening exercise for me. I have definitely had conditions that I put on myself that I didn't even realize were there. So I wasn't actually consciously aware of them until I started to like dig a little bit deeper. And then I think the next big step here is simply to practice other thoughts, like replace those thoughts. So for example, if my self-esteem has been contingent on how productive I am during the day or how many things that I've crossed off my to-do list, which it often is, right? Instead of beating myself up and feeling generally crappy, I can say something like, hey, this was a tough day. Things didn't really go as planned. And some days just be like that. I am still valuable as a human being, right? This brings in that element of self-compassion that I always talk about. And it gives our brains something more productive to think and to focus on. Because again, as I said before, this energy that we carry with us, that we project or put out onto the world, is what we ultimately end up attracting back to us. And I'm just over that. Like, I don't want that vibe anymore, that like low vibe coming towards me. At its core, self-worth, stems from how we think about ourselves. It is a baseline acceptance and love for ourselves that doesn't change, even if we have a negative thought, because guess what? We're human and it's going to happen, right? But the focus really needs to be on separating our value from what we do and giving ourselves permission to value ourselves no matter what. Our value doesn't lie in what we do. It lies in who we are. So I just want you guys to remember that. So thank you so much for listening today. This was a pretty raw episode for me. So thanks for staying till the end and thanks for all your support and everything that I put out. And if anything in this episode resonated for you guys, I'd love for you to share it with me. Go send me a message. And also go check out my Mindful Money Mamas Facebook group where you can hear more from me on this topic and so much more. I have a million things to say. Thank you guys so much. I'll talk to you next time.